A group of Fraser Valley artists have donated dozens of handmade wooden wig stands for cancer patients. Members of the Fraser Valley Woodturners Guild accepted a challenge by club president Barry McLean, who read about the idea in a magazine. Guilds around the world have been making them for decades. The local guild, where most of the members are from Chilliwack, Abbotsford, Maple Ridge, and Langley, made 44 wig stands and donated them to Cloverdale Oncology Store, Because We Care, and Wigs for Kids BC, where they will be handed out to cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy. McLean has a friend who has been through cancer treatment more than once. The wig stands that patients are given are often made of lightweight foam or are flimsy, plastic, fold-up models. They fall over or get knocked down easily. She said, "Barry, the wig stands are junk," McLean recalled. When she heard about the wooden stands, she said cancer patients are going to love them, he said. The wooden ones are much more solid and sturdy. There are about 60 to 70 members in the guild, and a little more than half of them took on the challenge. I think it was a challenge because a lot of people do bowls. This is something quite different, you had to think about it, said Michael Hamilton Clark, who typically works with maple. I had never turned poplar in my pieces, and it was quite a different wood. Some of the handmade wig stands made by members of the Fraser Valley Woodturners Guild. Jenna Hawk, Chilliwack Progress. Some of the wood was donated, while other pieces were bought at a discounted price. Some members even decided to use wood from their own supply. There was a huge variety of wood used, including black walnut, poplar, magnolia, maple, birch, juniper, and wood from monkey puzzle trees, a type of pine. Some wig stands were made from burls, which are wood lumps that grow on the side of a tree like a benign tumor. The wood was cut into three blocks, one for the base, one for the stem, and a top piece, packaged up as a kit with instructions, and given to the members. One member made 10 wig stands. He's been a wood turner for 16 to 17 years and he's never sold anything. He just likes to make stuff and give it away, so this was perfect, McLean said of his fellow member. Several coats of wipe on polyurethane, a type of finish used to protect wood from water, stains, and wear, were applied to each stand. We were specifically told to use wipe on poly because if you wash the wig or put it on the stand wet, you really don't want the wig being damaged or the stand being damaged, Hamilton Clark said. From start to finish, it took about a week to make one wig stand. Each one is signed on the bottom, and some mention the wood that was used. Member Barry Leone said it felt fulfilling to make a product that was going to be used by somebody. It was a really fun and rewarding project to do, Ross Gordon added. McLean is hoping the guild will continue to do more community projects such as this. I don't think the story ends here. It'd be nice to catch some of the people benefiting from it, Murray Slies said. New members are welcome to join the guild. For more, go to fvwg.ca.